All right, Sean, there's a superbug spreading across America. The CDC is talking about, you know, they putting out this health alert. I came down with something the last couple of days, and I tell you what, I haven't felt that bad in a long time.
You probably got the swine flu, all that pork chop sandwich you eat.
You know, I don't eat no pork. You know, I don't eat no pork. But I have been eating a lot of junk food. You know, my wife had been sick, sneezing and coughing and everything, and I guess I picked it up. But, you know, God has blessed me through this whole pandemic not to get sick one time. And I couldn't believe I got sick. That's crazy to me.
Seemed like you need to get that vaccine.
No, I'm not getting the vaccine. You know I ain't getting the vaccine.
Why not?
You know, I'm anti-vaccine. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not ashamed of it. You are not going to give me that vaccine. Absolutely not. I'm not taking it. You know, and then there's a lot of people that we know that have regret about taking the vaccine because, see, they're not reporting all the injuries and things that have happened to people. And I was talking to a brother about this yesterday. I said, why? Let's think about this, Sean. CNN, MSNBC, none of the major networks have said anything negative about the vaccine. Everything's been all good.
Right. I have heard a bunch of regrets, but people also have had regrets for not taking it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe
and
so.
And I'm not telling people not to take it. I'm just saying I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, I understand.
Do what you want to do.
You have that right. You know, you got a right to get sick. No.
Okay. So you pro-vaccine then, huh?
I'm not going to say I'm pro-vaccine. It took me a long time to take it. And I understand, you know, I understand how you feel about it, BJ. I really do.
Well, I want to put it out there. Let's, because we haven't asked the listeners. What do y'all think? At this point in the history of the pandemic right now, what do y'all think? Are y'all going to continue to get vaccinated?
888-370-9390.
And BJ, let me say this. Hold on. 888-370-9390. 888-370-9390. What'd you say?
I understand your reservations about taking the vaccine. I really do. But when you saw the mass amount of people that were dying from COVID, that a light just came on for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be one of those people.
So, Sean, you remember the brother I was telling you about that calls me all the time talking about, BJ, I'm at the grocery store. Can you cash out me $10? BJ, I'm over here about to buy a sandwich, man. Could you hit me up $5 real quick? So every time he calls me, I just look at the phone and say, I ain't talking to him. But today I picked up the phone and he said, hey, man, I thought you was through. I thought you was through with me. I said, no, brother, I just don't let you bother me like that. Because, you know, I've given you so much money. And every time I ask you to go to service with me on Sunday, you always come up with an excuse. So I kind of ignore you. I'll be straight up with him, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's trying to get to this different city, which is like maybe 2 hours away. So I volunteered to take him to the city that he wants to go to so he could be with his family, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to take this time to kind of talk to him. I'm going out of my way to do this, but I just wanted to spend some quality time to really, if that's the only time I get a chance to like pour into him, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
You say the brother is homeless?
Pretty much.
And so why did you get upset with him? Give me the backstory.
The backstory is that every time I ask him to go to service with me, he makes up an excuse. I met him on the street and I told him.
Okay, so BJ, stop there.
Okay.
So in order for you to help him, he has to go to service with you?
No, he doesn't have to do that.
Maybe he doesn't believe in what you believe in.
And that's fine.
Okay.
But I'm saying, I said, man, just come get some information. Just come and just hear the word, brother.
Who are you, Deion Sanders? He shouldn't have to go to your church if he doesn't want to. I want you to help me. I'm reaching out to you because you said you could help me. You know what I'm saying? As lopsided as
but he's
that
playing
thing,
me because he'll drink a
but
beer.
I'm not asking to be indoctrinated.
I'm not trying to indoctrinate you, brother. I just said, come with me. And if you're not, you don't want, if you reject what I'm offering, then go ahead and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, so
stop bothering
once again,
me.
Once again, BJ.
No, Sean, you can't trap me in that. You can't trap me with that. You
maybe
can't trap me with
his own pastor. Did you ever think about that?
What Budweiser? That's his pastor.
Okay, well, and you help him, you buy it for him.
So Deion Sanders is at the center of a religious controversy because Sean, he's getting the players to pray before practice. He's saying we're going to pray in Jesus' name, and you know, it's just too much God in everything that he's doing. And there's a group of people in Colorado saying they're tired of that. He said, leave religion out of it. Then there's another group that's saying it's all right. But some people think, you know, because you got to, you know, these.
Right, because Dion has religious freedoms as well.
Exactly. And, you know, so. Dion is a spiritual man now. Mm-hmm. That's what we like about Dion Sanders. He keep it real, right?
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to work out, because see, when he was at Jackson State, he told the people that God has sent him to Jackson State.
Okay.
And then people started mocking him, saying, well, did he tell you to leave this quick?
Right. Dion, you're not at the HBCU anymore.
That's right. You ain't going to be able to do all that black stuff.
They're coming at you with lemon juice and razor blades. Anything you do, they are going to be on you. But BJ, it's so interesting. They had no issue with that disgusting statement he made the week prior.
Right.
About the qualifications for his football players.
Right.
No one attacked that.
Mm-hmm.
My defense lineman is totally opposite.
What do you mean?
Single mama. Wow. Trying to get it. He's on free lunch. I mean, like, I'm talking about just trying to make it.
But now they got a problem with him praying in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. With the players. And he, you know what Dion does? He tries to make men. He tries to give them more than just football. And he makes them, them accountable. So I like what he's doing. And, you know, when people try to take God and Jesus out of everything, and it just makes everything bad. It doesn't turn out good. You know
diabolical.
What I'm saying?
Diabolical.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think Deion Sanders is going to fight this. It's going to be interesting, because the utopia that he thought he was going to, I think he done gone into a hornet's nest.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically they're telling him, we control you.
Right.
You're not going to come here and do whatever you want.
So, Sean, isn't this a classic example of he was at Jackson State. He was in full control. He could say what he wanted to say, do what he wanted to do, make changes here and there. And then when he went to Colorado, now they got the thumb on him.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever say that to Dion at Jackson State, that you praying in Jesus' name is a problem.
And BJ, I don't want to be anywhere I can't pray to God in Jesus' name. That's not the place for me.
Sean, this is my thing about wigs. And you said something to me that made me understand why I have a problem with wigs. If it doesn't look like you got on a wig, and I don't know you got on a wig, I'm cool with it. But when women wear wigs that it looks like they just got a hat on, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to say this, but my wife wears a wig. I hate it. Because I'm saying it don't even fit you. It doesn't even look like you. Why are you wearing that? But she puts it on and it looks like you got on a wig. It looks like you just, like, you know how your grandmama used to go to the grocery store and she put that wig on grocery store and come back. I, ladies, please don't be mad with me. Don't be mad with me, Sean, when
be
I say
be mad
that.
With him.
What?
Who are you, wig police? You don't get to tell somebody what kind of wig they should wear.
But isn't a wig supposed to disguise the fact that you have on a wig? Or it's supposed
I don't
to,
know.
Are we supposed
well,
to
know
you got on a wig?
I take that back. You should know. You was wearing your mother wig and her dresses and her shoes when you were 8. So tell us how should we wear.
No. No. Okay, this is the question I have. And this is a simple question. It's not offensive. Isn't it, when you have a wig on, we're not supposed to know you got one on, right?
BJ, stop talking about black women's hair. You don't have anything to do with that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be sitting around here talking about what black women put on their head. You don't know why women wear wigs. They can wear it because they have alopecia, some type of skin disease. You don't know.
And you're right. And I'm not trying to degrade or debase that at all. And I like women in their natural hair. I don't care if your hair, you couldn't twist it up with some tweezers. I'd rather see you bald headed than some of the wigs that sisters be wearing. I'd rather see a woman bald headed and have her head shining. I'd be like, man, she's a unique looking, beautiful woman. Now, what's wrong with that? So, Sean, they're saying that zero calorie sweeteners are linked to heart attacks and strokes.
Wow.
And I always knew that when I was growing up, my aunt had, you remember Tab? Mm-hmm. And all them sugar-free drinks, she had them right sitting right on the dryer when you come into the house. They have about 12 sodas lined up. And I said, man, this stuff is, it doesn't even taste good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't make diet soda taste good. I don't know why people drink it. And I said, these sweeteners.
Diet soda does taste good.
No, they don't. No, it tastes medicine-y. It doesn't taste good.
Really, to you?
I was like, why would you force yourself to drink that when it's not even tasty? Just drink regular soda, but you can dilute it. Like, well, my sodas, I water them down. I put water, half water.
Well, you're doing it because of your diet.
If you want to drink a regular Coke, just half Coke and then put water in it. Just dilute it. Do you do that?
Well, no. I mean, BJ, what are you talking about? You think you could really make a diet soda?
Yeah.
I mean, like, for real, people drink it because of their diet. They drink diet soda because they don't want to be shaped like a monster. I mean, like, get the heck out of here.
But I'm saying that you still enjoy a regular soda, just half soda and then half water. That's how I drink my soda. I don't drink like a straight sugary drink like that. I dilute it.
Well, you don't think you're fooling yourself, BJ. You're fooling yourself. I mean, you're really fooling yourself. I mean, you really think you can make your own diet soda.
So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are being evicted from the Frogmore Cottage. King Charles sent that eviction notice down and said, y'all got to get up out of there because y'all done moved to California. You vacated a property and we have other uses for it. So now they're being kicked out.
How do you evict someone who's already gone?
Right. But I think they're doing this as a message to say, you know, you're not wanted here anymore. You don't have a home when you come back here. You marry that black woman against our wishes and we're going to punish you. That's what this is all about.
They have their own home now, right? But if I had to pick between Tyler Perry's mansion and that cottage, send the eviction papers.
But isn't this a bigger story? That Prince Harry, one day he's going to tell the straight up truth about how he's being treated by his family. They're punishing him because he married a black woman against their wishes.
You don't think he's already said the truth in his book?
Yeah, but he hadn't said it like straight up like that.
The rugged raw?
Yeah, the rugged raw. Because look at the baby Archie. Their baby is not going to be a welcome cousin when he comes back to England.
Right.
They're going to look down on him because he's going to... Watch, somebody going to look like Meghan Markle's mama. One of the babies is.
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
No. Mm-mm.
Why don't you see Meghan...
But you know, it's a shame. When they look at Archie, they see Rihanna's baby. As fair complected as he is, they still see Rihanna's pretty baby.
Well, God going to make one of them babies look like her mama. And she's going to have short...
Why would you think that?
She's going to have short hair.
Why would you think
dark
that?
Skin. Because God want to prove... He want to prove something to y'all.
Her mother doesn't even have short hair and dark skin.
Yes, she is.
That's your hope.
She's a brown-skinned, dark-skinned woman. They hide her away. You never see her. And it's like, what's that?
Did you ever think that she didn't want to be in the spotlight? I mean,
man,
genetics
on.
Are funny, but they're not stupid. That's what you want to happen.
No, this
I don't
is
know
the
why
story
everybody
of Pinky.
Thought that Meghan Markle was going to have a baby that came out looking like...
This is the modern-day Imitation of Life movie. You ever seen that movie of Pinky? And how she wanted her black mother to stay away from her because she wanted to remain and fool people that she was white and she was black.
Meghan Markle had her mother with her. She was at the wedding. She babysat for her. What are you talking about?
But I'm just saying that it's like, you know, she's hidden away. The mother doesn't feel comfortable.
She's not hidden away. She probably doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Isn't that crazy about... What's going on in California? They having them snowstorms in California.
Hey, BJ, are they? I didn't even hear about that.
California is declaring a state of emergency in 13 counties after brutal winter storms.
You know, BJ, I know everybody loves warm weather, but global warming is scary.
Is it global warming? Is it God sending you a message about who's in control? Because you're used to having... You know, normal weather patterns. But, you know, the old folks used to tell us when you start seeing strange weather, you know, the end is near.
However you title it, isn't it scary?
Yes, it's scary. It's very unnerving.
Scary. I definitely believe it's God. You know what I'm saying? It's scary. Everybody wants warm weather. I'm like, if it's freaking hot now, what do you think's going to happen in July? People are just crazy.
Right.
Anyway. I got my Bible out.
Did you open it, dust it off, and open it up?
No, that's your Bible. I said my Bible.
You're listening to the BJ Murphy Show.
All right, hold on. Hey, look, I got to bring this call up. Me and Sean has been on the phone arguing with a friend of ours about having an insurance policy. He's in his 70s, and he doesn't believe in having an insurance policy to cover the cost of his own funeral, much less leave some money back for the family. So again, you don't have your own, you don't have an insurance policy, right?
No.
Why?
Why should I?
Because when you die, you're responsible for yourself, man. We gotta.
No, I'm not.
Oh God.
Okay, let me ask you this: if my kids die, who buries them?
The parent.
But they don't have a spouse.
But did my kids get? My kids are 28. My kids are grown. Did they get an insurance policy? No. But you require. You want me to get one? Think about it.
Man, that's crazy.
They're grown. They didn't get one to cover themselves. Why? Because they hoping they daddy get it, so they don't have to.
But that's
hell to the no.
That's what a parent is supposed to do. Leave something for their children.
No, he is not.
Oh, my God.
No, he is not. That's what you feel parents should do. There is no place that says a parent has to do that.
Okay, so who's gonna come up with the $5,000 to bury you?
They would.
I don't think they should come up with $5,000. I think they should just throw him in a dumpster and set it on fire. They can have a cremation.
The 20-Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media.